Welcome to the News with Andy TV. It's Tuesday, May 14th. In today's episode, Enforcement Directorate names Aam Aadmi Party as an accused in a money laundering case. BMC versus Railway Police in the Mumbai hoarding-related deaths case. PM Modi files a nomination for Lok Sabha polls. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra attacks PM Modi. Rahul Gandhi and Akhilesh Yadav promise the power of hand and cycle in Jhansi. And US on India's port deal with Iran. First up, in a major setback for the Aam Aadmi Party, the Enforcement Directorate has told the Delhi High Court today that they are naming the party as a whole as an accused in the alleged liquor policy scam case. The agency revealed it during jailed former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia's bail plea today. Mr. Sisodia is in jail in the alleged money laundering case linked to the now-scrapped Delhi liquor policy scam. The ED has also told the Delhi High Court that several accused in the case are trying to delay the trial. The Enforcement Directorate will file a supplementary charge sheet and name the party as an accused now. Notably, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, Aam Aadmi Party leaders Manish Sisodia and Sanjay Singh, and BRS leader K. Kavita have already been accused by the ED. Both Mr. Kejriwal and Mr. Singh are out on bail. This is the first time the central agency will name a party as an accused in any money laundering case. The ED claims the alleged kickbacks received from the South Lobby of Liquor Barons were channeled to fund Aam Aadmi Party's Goa election campaign. It claims that hawala channels were used and that they have credible evidence and sources to prove it. Tuhin Sinha, BJP spokesperson, told NDTV, and I quote, "The entire party is clearly mired in this scam. Mr. Sisodia is in jail for 15 months. Supreme Court also made observations to not give him bail. Mr. Kejriwal got out on bail not on merit, but only because they have good lawyers. Unfortunately, Hemant Soren does not have better lawyers and remains in jail," unquote. In October last year, the question of making the Aam Aadmi Party as an accused was raised by a Supreme Court bench with Justice Sanjeev Khanna, which questioned why the political party was not being named if it had, as per Enforcement Directorate claim, benefited from the alleged kickbacks in the liquor policy case. And next, after a 100-feet-tall illegal hoarding killed at least 14 and injured over 74 in Mumbai last evening, BMC and Railway Police Department have started a blame game to throw accountability on one another, while the government has ordered an audit of the hoardings in the city. A video of the horrifying accident shows the massive hoarding fall onto the adjacent petrol pump, smashing into dozens of vehicles and trapping people underneath. The unprecedented dust storm uprooted this ad boat, which, as discovered shortly after, was a Limca Records winner and also illegal. While Chief Minister Eknath Shinde announced an aid of Rs. 5 lakh to the families of each person killed in the collapse, it is not clear who will take accountability for this lapse, which cost over a dozen lives, while more are struggling to survive in the hospital right now. The record-breaking 100-by-100-foot hoarding was installed by Ego Media on a plot of the Maharashtra government's police housing division, which leased it to Police Welfare Corporation. Ego Media has 4 hoardings on these lands. In 2021, when the land was opened up for tenders, the government, Railway Police or GRP, said no permission was needed from BMC, according to sources. BMC or Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation generally gives NOC or no objection certificates. Speaking with NDTV, BMC Additional Commissioner Sudhakar Shinde said, "The Ghatkopar hoarding was approved by the GRP. Quote, we were not asked for any permission. We have launched a large-scale audit and we will take action on all illegal hoardings within a week," unquote. Police have registered a case against the owner of Ego Media along with others implicated in the incident. In a copy of the permission letter for the holding, accessed by NDTV, signed by the Railway Police Commissioner's Office to the Ego Media Group, a clause notes that the company is responsible for maintaining structural stability. Any mishap arising due to negligence shall be the company's undertaking, end quote, especially considering the climatic conditions of the area, unquote. According to one Indian Express report, the Tree Department of BMC had raised this issue in December of 2023, and again in April this year. On Monday, BMC sent a letter to Ego Media to take down their other hoardings as, quote, BMC allows a maximum hoarding size of 40 feet by 40 feet, unquote. And next, with 4 phases wrapped and 3 more to go, almost 70% of the country's voters have decided on their future representatives. But there are many big battles left. Samajwadi chief Akhilesh Yadav and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held another joint rally today, shortly after their Jan Sabha in Uttar Pradesh last week. In the Jhansi rally today, Mr. Yadav said, and I quote, "The hand and cycle are now together. The damaged engine will be voted out," unquote, referring to the India Alliance versus the ruling NDA. Mr. Gandhi said the Prime Minister was unable to handle the COVID-19 pandemic and indulged in making people dance, bang thalis and turn on the phone torch. Quote, "But when it comes to taking away your rights, it hardly takes a second to cook up reasons to capture private lands from you and make up projects after projects to facilitate taking away land at dirt cheap rates," unquote. He alleged that if the Bharatiya Janata Party wins again, it will change the constitution and take away rights, land, without any thought. He said, and I quote, "PM Modi told the young unemployed people to put pipes in sewers, produce gas and make pakoras. He said this to our youth," unquote. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's nomination filing from Varanasi was a show of strength for the NDA. A flashy 6-kilometer-long roadshow last evening, a visit to Kal Bhairav Temple this morning, prayers offered at the Dashashwamedh Ghat on the banks of the Ganga. Then his nomination today was supported by senior leaders from the Bharatiya Janata Party and its alliance partners, including party boss JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, as well as Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. Rashtriya Lok Dal Chief Jayant Chaudhary and Lok Jan Shakti Party leader Chirag Paswan also joined the flanks. Before his temple visit, PM Modi said, and I quote, "I am overwhelmed and emotional. I did not even realize how 10 years have passed under the shade of your affection. Aaj Ma Ganga ne mujhe god le liya hai. Today, Ma Ganga has adopted me," unquote. In the 2014 election, Varanasi saw a high-profile clash between Prime Minister and Aam Aadmi Party boss Arvind Kejriwal, who gathered a little over 20% of the votes on his debut in the BJP fortress. This time around, at least on paper, the Prime Minister's rival is Congress's Ajay Rai, who also contested in 2019 and got around 7% of votes. As Prime Minister Modi filed his nomination in Varanasi, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra took a swipe at him in her Amethi rally. She said, and I quote, "Modi ji is the MP from Varanasi. I can challenge if anyone can tell if he has visited anybody's house in Varanasi. He did a roadshow yesterday in a big car surrounded by security on both sides, waving his hands. The people were on the other side. He does not know your problems," unquote. Then she lauded her brother Rahul Gandhi's Tu Bharat Jodo Yatra. Quote, "My brother, whom you defeated, he walked 4,000 kilometers across the length and breadth of the country to meet and to know the issues of the people and how our party can be of help," unquote. Breaking from breaking news, making memes related to Bollywood actor Jackie Shroff may now get a bit risky. Mr. Shroff has filed a petition in the Delhi High Court seeking protection for his name, likeness and using his nickname Bhidu without authorization. The actor today initiated legal action against several entities for unauthorized use of his name, images, voice and his moniker, Bhidu. Representing Mr. Shroff, advocate Praveen Anand informed the court that his images have been used in offensive means and his voice have also been misappropriated for similar purposes in certain cases. Now, back to news. Shortly after India signed a 10-year contract to operate Iran's Chabahar port, the US warned that its sanctions on Tehran remain in place and anyone considering business deals with them needs to be aware of potential risk. Vedant Patel, deputy spokesperson of the US Department of State, told the media that he was aware of the deal and left it up to India to talk about their international relations. He said, and I quote, "I will just say as it relates to the United States, US sanctions on Iran remain in place and we will continue to enforce them," unquote. He added that anyone considering business deals with Iran need to be aware of potential risk, that they are opening themselves up to the potential risk of sanctions. When a reporter asked if there was any exception for this, Mr. Patel responded, "No." New Delhi signed a deal with Tehran yesterday to operate Chabahar port to expand trade with Central Asia. The signatories are Indian Ports Global Limited and Port and Maritime Organization of Iran, an official statement has said. IPGL will invest about $120 million and another $250 million will be raised as debt. Located on the Gulf of Oman, it will be a gateway for Indian products to reach landlocked Afghanistan and Central Asia using a road and rail project called International North-South Transport Corridor. This route bypasses Pakistan. India had first proposed this plan back in 2003, but US sanctions on Iran over its suspected nuclear program slowed down the port's development. The new pact replaces a 2016 agreement, which covered India's operations at the Shahid Beheshti terminal in Chabahar port and was renewed annually. And lastly, retail inflation in India dropped to its lowest point in 11 months in April, prompting speculation about potential changes to the Reserve Bank of India's key interest rates. Aditi Nair, Chief Economist, Head of Research and Outreach Limited, ICRA, said the moderation in inflation was, quote, led by a larger deflation in the fuel and light segment and softer prints for the clothing and footwear and palm, tobacco and intoxicants group, unquote. However, despite two consecutive months of retail inflation staying below 5%, the RBI is unlikely to hastily implement interest rate cuts, given certain underlying conditions. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.